This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. We are so grateful to have you with us, and yet to come tonight, more information about Elie Wiesel, his passing today, hitting Americans and Israelis pretty hard across the globe. And we are pleased to do that with that lady right there, if you're watching on Biz Television, Melissa Jane, MJ, as she's known to her friends, Kronfeld, who is part of the Ladies Lounge tonight here on the Radio Night Live broadcast. So thankful that you're with us. My website, TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. And you may have noticed we haven't taken any listener calls tonight. It's not that we don't want to. It's not that we wouldn't love to. We have asked to, but for some reason the gods at Verizon are saying they're not going to let us. So we've just been shut down on that level. But you can communicate with us on the Facebook page. You can leave us notes under the streaming video that we have up and running. And you can also send me emails at kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. And I believe that the voicemail feature is working on the 800 number, 888-340-3373, and I listen to all of those personally. So if you say something really interesting during a break, I may pull that off and put that on the air. But we're just working around this little technical hiccup tonight from Verizon. But nonetheless, breaking news, Elie Wiesel, dead at 87, and this is how Fox News is reporting it. He documented his experience of the Holocaust in, of course, the best-selling memoir, Night, which there's a really interesting story about that I found today. The original version of that only sold like 1,087 copies in like 3 years. It has now sold more than 10 million copies globally. But for the longest time, it was not of what many people would have considered significant importance. His death was first reported by the Israel newspaper Haaretz, confirmed on Twitter by the Israel's Holocaust Memorial, and right now they're not really releasing many other details. President Obama calling him one of the great moral voices of our time and in many ways the conscience of the world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wiesel was a powerful force for light, truth, and dignity. Born in Romania in 1928, wrote extensively about his experiences as a teenager in the Nazi concentration camps at Auschwitz, Buchenwald, and Buna, all during World War II. And what was interesting about that, and I referenced this in the first hour tonight, he was very much decided not to do that when he came out of World War II. There was a distinct thing that had happened to him, and like many of our own veterans, here in the United States, just felt like it was not something that he wished to spend time in discourse on. And it was the encouragement of another Nobel Prize winner, but this one for literature, that said, Elie, you've got to tell your story. The world needs to know what happened. He was freed in 1945, but only after his mother, father, and one sister had all died in the camps. And the really sad story about he and his father were they were in the same camps in throughout most of the period, and it looked like they were both going to survive and be liberated because the Allies were on their way. And his dad was brutally beaten, and even though he had dysentery and had been starved and all these other things, they still brutally beat him and ended up burning him. I believe that was at Auschwitz. But someone who may know about more of the gaps that I can't quite fill in is a PhD candidate MJ Kronfeld. Now, she's also the founder of a group called Party for a Purpose, and she does. She has parties for purposes all the time. And she is joining us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. And, MJ, it's good to have you. Thanks for coming on back to the Ladies Lounge tonight.
Thanks for having me back. I'm surprised you're not sick of me yet. It's a great honor.
They're
trying to charm.
No. Well, yeah, the one thing that people have learned about me is that once a friend is made, you know, we're offended if you don't come back. So, MJ, I texted you earlier today because I wanted to know, are they coming to take you away? We need to make sure.
Yeah. Sorry, you know how it is in New York.
Yes.
Everything is always on fire.
Well, here's the thing. I texted you earlier today. I was just getting ready to talk about show prep because I knew that you probably have some stuff. Well, we were going to talk about why you've given your support to Hillary when you were a Ted Cruz supporter. And
we may
still get to that point before we're done. But I couldn't talk about anything else because my news feed was absolutely blasted with the news of Elie Wiesel. And you immediately said, yes, I have a lot to say about that. So when you heard the news today, the first thing that went through your mind in terms of what this represents in terms of who he was and what his death now means.
Yeah, so as soon as I heard, you know, I actually heard from my dear friend Alicia Post, who you met the other day at my home when we were hosting the Women's National Republican Club of New York, and she sent me a text and said, Elie Wiesel has passed. And to be honest, I've had quite a few people close to me in my life pass, and that feeling that you get in your stomach, that sinking feeling where your heart just breaks into a million pieces and you know you'll never be the same. That's exactly how I felt when I heard the man is more than just a leader for the Jewish community. He really is a leader of the world for morality, for goodness. He really was a beacon of light. The way in which he framed the Holocaust and the voice that he gave to so many people is unparalleled. You made an interesting comment. You said that it was a long time before, 10 years before he told his story. And that's actually not uncommon. There are survivors today, and I work in the survivor community, there are survivors today that still have never told their story.
Hmm.
It was not uncommon after World War II for many Jews to just want to get on with life. And that may sound strange, people who understand the enormity of the Holocaust. But at the end of the day, you know, for so long, Jews have been oppressed across Europe and across the world that when finally liberated and finally free, most Jews just put their head down and said, I'm going to start a life and I'm going to be an American or I'm going to be a Brit or I'm going to be a German or I'm going to be an Italian. And that's who I'm going to be. I'm not going to be a Jew first anymore because it's got me nothing but trouble. And really the modern movement that we see today in the Jewish community, the reason why there are so many people that are vocal is because I think the community learned a really strong lesson in the years following the Holocaust that by not telling the story, we often allow detractors to step in. But, you know, the death of Elie Wiesel is bigger than that. One of the biggest problems that we have is that there is a growing movement of Holocaust denial in this country and around the world, and it is growing increasingly stronger. It is growing increasingly more academic each and every single day. And it's truly a remarkable thing. Every single time we lose a survivor, we lose about 40 survivors every day.
Mm.
Every time we lose a survivor, we are one step closer from having to defend ourselves in an era of historical memory rather than an era where these stories can be told by those who lived through them. And it's really a challenge that my generation has to confront because I will live in a world, as will you, Kevin, and as will many of your listeners, where there are no survivors.
Yeah.
My children, if I ever had any survivors, and children one day might never even meet a survivor.
Well,
definitely represents.
And let me pick up on this thought because what I was struck by, and you know, I'm not Jewish. I've been to Israel 3 times in the last 3 years. I have a love for the Israeli people, and I have a love for the Jewish people and the Jewish history that informs my own evangelical faith. So there's a deep, deep, deep connection that I feel to Judaism, even though I am not a Jew. But there is this element of complete ignorance on my part that I felt like I just did not have really a tenth of the scope of what Elie Wiesel's life represented. And so I just went on an exploration this afternoon, spent a lot of time trying to get up to speed. And as I thought about what he went through and suffered. And then some of the amazing turns of phrases that he, you know, it's really amazing that he became a writer. And when he did, he didn't even write in his original language. He didn't write in Romanian or Hebrew. Or Yiddish, not initially. He wrote the vast majority of his works over the course of his life in French, and second to that was English. And yet some of the things that he said are so powerfully profound, and they look completely opposite from where the modern culture looks. Today, this last week, we had the president say, we're going to have transgender serve in the military regardless of what it does to unit cohesion or anything else. I asked the question when the day that it happened, when did we start joining militaries so that we have our own, you know, needs and things coddled about who we are? The purpose of the military is to fight a war, and we give up rights from everything from what we wear to where we sleep to what we're allowed to do during the day to be part of what that unit accomplishes. Ellie's statement about being here at the, as a result of everyone that came before him and those that came around him strike me as profound. And when we come back from this break, MJ, I want to ask you to respond.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
That's music by the Hot Sardines, our house band here, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Kind of subdued night tonight because the headlines are kind of demanding that. Hillary spent 3.5 hours getting, I don't know, her, the brown hair shaken out of her blonde from the FBI. I hope they did. Who knows? The campaign releases this statement saying, oh, yeah, it's all good. You know, this is now done. We're done with this. I don't know. We'll see. But she's her own concern. That was one of the big headlines today. The other big headline, of course, in Bangladesh, where the ISIS guys had captured 20-something people yesterday. They at some point decided to kill them, and so 28 dead in that attack, and we are watching that story tonight for any new developments. And then also the top story of the day is the death of Elie, or Elie Wiesel, depending on how you pronounce it, and what he meant because of largely what he suffered. MJ Kronfeld, Melissa Jane, she prefers MJ, according to her friends, is joining us in the ladies' lounge tonight. And MJ, I'm so grateful that, first of all, you were available to talk to us. But you brought up such a profound point before the break. You said that there's a massive movement towards Holocaust denial right now. And when you, yep, when you intersect these crossroads, and just let me lay these layers here, you've got the Iran deal that just went through, which is basically a regime that initiates. They hold a conference each year to talk about how to deny the Holocaust even better. Then you've got our administration bending over backwards to make a deal with them that not only weakens our ability to defend ourselves, but actually puts Israel at greater vulnerability in a significant way. They do their own self-inspection. There's all these caveats to these side deals that they signed in the process. We are living out the very thing that I think Elie Wiesel was so concerned about, that not only would people forget, but that through corrupt motives, people would cover up the truth of what the Holocaust was. I want your reaction to his significance to our modern-day headlines, particularly as it relates to the Iran deal.
Absolutely. Holocaust denial is part and parcel of who the Iranians have made themselves to be in the modern day and age. And, you know, it goes even bigger than just the Iran issue. Holocaust denial is about delegitimizing Israel. And we see the same kind of delegitimization in the BDS movement, the Boycott, Disinvest, and Sanction movement.
Right.
Israel is the only country in the world that has been around for over 60 years and still has to fight every single day of its life to be recognized by other states. I mean, there are people, there are the Kurds, there are the Yazidis, there are movements of people all over the world who are fighting for their own state, and nobody says that they don't have a right to that state. It may be difficult to achieve it. There may be, problems in carving out areas. There may be constant fight over who gets what, when, where, and why. You can see that in Sudan and South Sudan now. But Israel remains to this day the only country that still has to say, we're a state, recognize us. After all this time, and the Holocaust denial is part and parcel of that, the BDS movement is part and parcel of that, and Iran really drives that rhetoric. And the most amazing thing is, I'm not sure if people are aware, you bring up a great point, this conference that they held is attended by numerous American academics. It's particularly strong among communist academics, and they're still in existence, believe it or not, many social science departments here on the East Coast. But even more so, it's actually attended by quite a few Jewish academics. It boils down to this kind of bigger, broader issue that you brought up before you went to break, which was Elie Wiesel saying that, you know, we have to set the strength, the survival only comes from all of those that came before him. And that is not unique to Elie Wiesel. That's standard in the Jewish faith. in the Jewish community. That's something that we're raised as Jews to believe at our very core, that we are only as strong as the traditions and faith that we carry forth that have been given to us from beforehand. And so really that's what sustains the Jewish community and the state of Israel despite these assaults, despite these attacks. And it's Elie Wiesel's voice that reminds us that no matter how bad it gets for the Jewish community, no matter how bad it gets for Israel, no matter how bad it gets for half of the 500,000 survivors that remain in the world today that live in abject poverty, doesn't matter how bad it gets, as long as we continue to remember that our strength comes from those that came before us, and as long as we sustain these traditions, that strength will continue to the generations that succeed us.
Let me ask you to respond to some, given, and thank you, that's a tremendous answer to what I asked, but let me ask you to respond to something directly, because the Iran deal was not born spur of the moment. It was not really in a vacuum. This was an agenda push that President Barack Obama specifically set out to accomplish, really at you know, hell be damned difference. Like, it didn't matter how bad it was going to get. He was going to see this thing through. So knowing that and then realizing his hand in that deal, what do you make and how do you respond when you hear him issue a public statement today saying that Wiesel was one of the great moral voices of our time and in many ways the conscience of the world? Like, what's the disconnect there?
It's cognitive dissonance. This is a president that will say one thing while acting completely differently. He's done this time and time and time again. Before he became president, you know, where everyone instilled, everyone thought the world was going to be a better place because of the bomb and nuclear weapons were going to be ended. There was not going to be any more racism, free health care for everybody. And, you know, these are the things that he says, but these are not the things that he really does and brings to the people. And the same thing can be said at Elie Wiesel. It's just so maddening to me. But, you know, he spent his entire administration, basically, the past 8 years, working to royally screw the Israelis with this Iran deal. I mean, and placing the Israelis aside, America. I don't know why Americans aren't worried more about the danger that we could front having given this money over to the Iranians. And this man has the chutzpah. Excuse my Yiddish, but as the chutzpah to go up on the global stage and say, oh, you know, this is an amazing man and his memory should be a blessing to all of us and his light that he brought into the world is so important. But yet, he dims that light with what he's done. He puts in danger every single Jew in the world with what he's done. The Iranians are not joking when they say we want to wipe Israel off the map. Right? It's never said with a snicker or a smile or, oh, gotcha, friend. No, this is a serious problem. And Barack Obama, you know, has created this problem, and the death of Elie Wiesel just makes it even more difficult for the Jewish community to stand strong. But we have to, and we will, and there's a reason why the Jewish community needs to survive time and time again, Romans twice, Spain, Nazi Germany, and now, you know, the authoritarian Arab and radical Islamist regimes in the Middle East. You know, it never ends.
Well,
it never ends.
And when we come back from this next break, MJ, I want to ask you about that specific connection, because it is eerie to see the levels of Islamic voices that mirror the same anti-Semitic voices that the Nazis gave voice to back in the era of World War II. Kevin McCullough and MJ Kronfeld, stay with us. It's Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
So glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, and every Saturday night at the same time on great radio stations across the country and tremendous television network, Biz TV. Here in New York, it's Channel 46, WMBQ, but we're so grateful to have you with us and so grateful to have great friends to join us that even when the phone lines are down, we're able to get a hotline in, and they are willing to stay with us even extra segments like MJ is willing to do tonight. MJ, to be candid, we've got plenty to talk about. And I threw you that curveball just before the break, and you've had 4 minutes to think about it. How dependent upon Nazi ideology, or at least principles that they held to, are the current modern Islamic jihadist radical doctrines built on?
So, you know, I think it goes deeper than that. So I actually did my undergraduate thesis in anti-Semitism. And what I found in studying anti-Semitism from the time of the Romans in 70 AD all the way up until the present time, that it's the exact same thing. Hmm. Anti-Semitism hasn't changed. The radical Islamists that espouse this terrible ideology, you know, the Iranians would do the same. This is the same hatred that has existed for all time against the Jews. And my personal theory was, it's debatable, of course, with all things in academia are, but my personal theory was, you know, when you're the person that creates God, when you're the person that finds God, when you're the group of people that God comes to first and says, hey, what's up? I'm here. You know, I've created this world for you to explore and find beauty and wonder and light and love in. You know, it's easy to hate you. This is the most important finding in the history of mankind. There can be nothing more important than understanding, believing, and finding God, at least in my opinion. And, yeah. and I created an academic argument for the belief that, you know, if anybody can hate the person that comes up with God when it's what 90% of the world's population believes in that God, regardless of what they call him. So I think at the end of the day, that's really what it boils down to. It's if you really want to break it down to the layman's argument, you could say it's a bit of jealousy. But to take it a bit further in the modern context of the radical Islamist terrorism, you know, it really boils down to statehood. That's really what it is. You know, radical Islamist terrorists want a literalist Sharia law caliphate that they can rule and live in and abuse women and children and kill relentlessly. And, you know, that fact that there is a democratic stronghold where women are free, where LGBTQs are free, where there's equal rights afforded people of all faiths, all ethnicities, all backgrounds, you know, that's where that hatred comes from. It's like, whoa, you can't have this oasis of good when we're trying to create this world of bad. And I think that's really where it comes down to.
Well, what's so stunning, too, is, you know, Israel's about the size of New Jersey. And it is literally surrounded by 300 square miles of obsessive people that want to literally push them into the ocean. And you're like, it's just this little strip of land. And by the way, before Israel re-inhabited it and created its state, it was a mosquito swamp. I mean, it was not, there was nothing, nobody cared for it before Israel. And now that Israel's there and has made it into this amazing, and it truly is, friend, if you're listening to us tonight and you're saying, come on, it can't be that good. No, it's one of the best places on the globe. I've been there three times in the last 3 years. People ask me when I go there, the Israelis ask me, how do you find it? That's their question to me. What they mean is, what do you think of it? And I've said multiple times, I could see myself living here. And they look at me stunned that an American would actually feel that way. And I said, no, I said, it's safe. It's bountiful. You never eat produce like you eat like you've eaten from the farms of Israel.
Absolutely not.
There's such a vibrancy about life, but it's the God thing, MJ. You're onto something with that, because it's God's land, and he has defined what he wants it to be, and the more that the world tries to fight that, the more it just creates problems. But speaking of that, and speaking of Elie Wiesel, which is what our topic is tonight, we've got to take another break. But in this last segment that we have together coming up, he went through a very turbulent experience, obviously, in the camps. He didn't talk about it for 10 years. But while in the camps, his faith was tested, and he largely referred to himself as an agnostic after Auschwitz. Yep. And all the way, I think, up until pretty much his death. However, He constantly advocated for faith, even as an agnostic. Yeah. And I want you to explain to my listeners what that meant and why when we come back.
Sure.
It's MJ Kronfeld. You can follow her at MJ, E-M-M-E, underscore J-A-Y on Twitter.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
See when you call. All right, it's Kevin McCullough, the Hot Sardines, playing us back. Love those guys. And you can hear her messing with her phone there in the background. Our guest is MJ Kronfeld. She is a PhD, a doctoral candidate. What are you getting your degree in, MJ? I've asked you before, but I forgot.
The specific thing is global governance, the global affairs program at Rutgers University.
Okay, cool. Well, That's why she's so smart, people, because she's got so much to say and she's so well studied. But she also throws a mean party, so that's how she came up with founder of Party for a Purpose. And she has a beautiful home, and she opens it up to groups all the time. In fact, we should do this show one Saturday night from your rooftop place. That would just rock. Have an in-studio audience. Just pack your house out. That would be so cool. Okay, we're going to work on that. But just before the break, we're talking about Elie Wiesel, if you just joined us. And I asked you about his own struggle with faith, because obviously as a young boy, he was made to read the Torah by his mom. She was a very faithful Jew. His dad really encouraged him to read about Israeli issues. So even before the state existed, you know, the people and kind of the more, you know, idea of a state and the governance and so forth, but he wasn't nearly as religious as his mom. They go through World War II. They experience the pain of the camps. He loses everybody just about in his life to the Nazis. He survives and comes out the other side, doesn't talk about his experience for nearly a decade, finally writes it. It's a 900-page tome. They edit that down eventually to an American version that's 127 pages. It's called Night. Many people are required to read it in school and so forth now. But he refers to himself on a regular basis towards the end of his life as an agnostic, and yet passionately, in many quotes that I read across the internet tonight, MJ, passionately advocating that people of faith be faithful in the pursuit of their faith. What was the kind of two sides of that coin for him? How do you explain that?
Yeah, well, you know, after the Holocaust, and like I said before, with a lot of Holocaust survivors, after the Holocaust, a lot of survivors were agnostic. And that's really where this kind of modern sense of cultural Judaism comes from. You hear that a lot in the community. You hear Jews say, oh, I don't practice, I don't keep Shabbat, but I'm culturally Jewish. And that's very much so where this kind of agnosticism in the community really stems from. It's belief that the traditions and values and morals of Judaism are as important as the faith, keeping the traditions of the faith itself. So, you know, the agnostic question is often posed to religious leaders and to understand the Holocaust and what that means. And I think part of the struggle that Elie Wiesel goes through, a lot of survivors, and excuse me about that, a lot of survivors go through is, and I asked my rabbi this once, you know, to understand the Holocaust, it means you have to understand God. And we're not meant to understand God, because if we were, we would be God. And that's not why we were here and why we were created. You know, the Rebbe, the great Rebbe, Menachem Schneerson of blessed memory, once said, you know, the Holocaust proved only one thing. It proves that God is real. Because our outrage and our challenge to him about what has occurred is in itself the most powerful attestation to our belief that he must be there. We are so angry at him for what he's done. And it's like when Moses cried out, why, God, have you done evil to my people? You know, that is what the Holocaust teaches us. The Holocaust teaches us that God does exist and that life without faith is not life lived. The Germans were on the forefront of everything that was radical and new at the turn of the last century. They were on the forefront of culture and science and philosophy. And the fascists and the communists had everything going for them but religion. And that's why their project failed.
But that's why it's so amazing, because while the Nazis are at the cutting edge and rejecting faith and rejecting the existence of God, you had Jews that were in camps and I think Wiesel wrote about this, where there was a temptation to put God on trial and argue with him about why they were so the people that suffered at least argued with God or experienced him more in that existence than those that, you know, were obviously advancing the evil in the on the face of the earth. It's a very when you think about what the history will finally say about Elie Wiesel and why his existence was important all the way through 2016. What do you think the summary is going to be on his life?
Well, here's the thing. I think it boils down to a broader lesson that we were getting to, which is something that, again, the Rebbe teaches us, that the most important thing about the Holocaust is not how we understand it, or how we memorialize the victims, but what we do about it. And that's why LAYZO is an agnostic, because what we do about it doesn't mean let's be more Jewish or let's be more faithful. What the real lesson of the Holocaust is probably the greatest lesson that the Jews teach religiously or morally, which is it is the responsibility of all people, but the Jews especially, to destroy evil on this planet. And what LAYZO means to the world was standing against evil, no matter how difficult, no matter how horrible, no matter how uncomfortable it might make ourselves or those that we are talking to and working with, that the destruction of evil is our primary goal here on this earth. And LAYZO's agnosticism really kind of stands for that, right? You know, he spent his entire life fighting against the banality of evil that existed in the fascist regime of the Nazis. And I think in 10, 15, 20, 30, 100 years from now, we'll look back and he will be a crusader the same way Gandhi is or MLK is, cross-cultural, cross-gender, cross-faith. This man will be the essence of what stood against that which was wrong in the world, simply for the reason that it was necessary, that somebody had to do it.
Well,
because
and being,
when you don't stand up and speak, we're not hurt.
Yeah, and being theologically inclined as I am, I have to then think that when he was alone with his own thoughts, when nobody else was around, that he was far more religious than he probably admitted, that his faith did not abandon him, he did not give up, because I don't think you can truly stand against evil and not stand for God. Like that's the really amazing thing. Hey, MJ, we appreciate your time tonight. You've been with us extra hours or overtime.
Love
and thanks for coming back. And I'm going to take you up on your offer. We're going
to
do a live show
from your
rooftop soon.
That, you and your crew here.
That would be incredible. Okay, MJ, thanks for being here and have a great night. All right, Kevin McCullough, when we come back, we've got a fun thing to end with tonight. It is actually going to, well, surprise you, because it's a little bit of history for July 4th weekend, and one that has an amazing relevance to today's headlines. You'll see
now. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771. For a free consultation, that's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, it's final few minutes of the night here, and to the nearly 300,000 of you that took a peek at us through the interwebs on the streaming tonight, thank you for that. That's amazing. But here's the thing. A sad night, the loss of Elie Wiesel is, and I'm so grateful for PhD candidate Kronfeld to join us because she was such the boss on all things Elie. But I can't let this holiday weekend get away from us without trying to be somewhat patriotic. So what's more patriotic than the Statue of Liberty? Right? I mean, we've those of us that live in the New York area, we've traveled past it, we've looked at it, we've seen it standing there, you know, raising its flame beside the Golden Shore, you know, welcoming the masses, yearning to breathe free and all the rest. And it's good because on this particular weekend, we're thinking about our independence and we're thinking about how much America has contributed to the world around us. And so it was with a lot of interest that I ran across an article in the New York Post, because evidently there's an unknown secret about Statue of Liberty. At least it was unknown until we got here today, because see, tomorrow night on the Discovery Family Channel, there's going to be a premiere called Secrets of America's Favorite Places. Pull the music down just a little bit. I've been fighting a trumpet here in my head. The Secrets of America's Favorite Places airing tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on the Discovery Family Channel, and they want to delve into the Statue of Liberty. So there's a piece of its history that they've been searching to try to figure out, try to find out, try to see if they can verify it. There's this commonly accepted story that the French sculptor Frederick Auguste Bartholdi, his mom was the grand inspiration for the Statue of Liberty. Now, does the Statue of Liberty look like a mom? It could be a mom. She's kind of, you know, kind of plain, but she's got kind of spiky hair. Oh, no, that's a crown. Yeah. Well, but anyway, so somebody, you know, is modeled after somebody. And it's been commonly thought, well, it was his mom that was the inspiration. But they've discovered that it might not have been. The journalist Elizabeth Mitchell has done a little digging on this. And so they were trying to figure out who was the actual inspiration for the face, the great statue's face. And Elizabeth Mitchell seems to have come up with something while researching her book, Liberty's Torch, The Great Adventure to Build the Statue of Liberty. She says, as I was looking at it more carefully, the structure of the face isn't really the same as his mom. Has a more arched eyebrow, thinner nose, thinner lips, even in her youth. And he was a bust maker. He was known for his accuracy. The guy that did this statue was known for getting it right. So going through photos in the family's possession, they found that actually it was modeled after his brother. His wild, nutty, nut job, like committed in the insane asylum brother. So happy Independence Day weekend. Lady Liberty, a dude!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Mainstream.